Hi, I'm Noso. This song is called David. Next song is called I Feel You. It's unreleased. It's going to be on my forthcoming album, Stay Proud of Me, out on July 8th. Here we go.
Found a way to a parallel world. Ceremony swirl up to the sky. The whole town watching, what I'm changing right to lavender dust. They applaud me. Straight hips, dangling nerves, simple limbs. Oh, I couldn't swim fast enough, but I made it out halfway. Thank you. dancing through crowds, dancing, you feel my lies. When my body moves without me, laughing about it, laughing about it, laughing about it, laughing, laughing about it, laughing about it, laughing about it.
The song is called Suburbia.
Welcome, welcome. You're on the Independence 88.5 FM, Southern California Public Radio, streaming worldwide at 88.5fm.org. My name is Byron Gonzalez. I am the host of Late Night Snacks, and you're watching another 88.5 Live interview and performance series. And you're watching us live right here in the Valley Relics Museum in San Fernando, right here in our neon room. As you can tell, there's neon everywhere. And today we're joined by a really cool artist, Noso. They are a Korean-American singer, songwriter, musician, and a USC graduate. We got Noso right here. I had to mention the USC thing because my cousin went to USC, so I'm a Trojan by association.
Nice. Yeah, fight on.
Fight on, exactly. I love their band.
Oh, the marching band. My sibling was in the marching band, like playing, I think, tuba for years.
They go crazy.
The tubas go crazy. They do. They train like athletes, those people in the band.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for playing a couple songs for us.
Of course.
You are weeks away from releasing your debut album, Stay Proud of Me. How do you feel about that?
It feels surreal. I'm quite nervous, but also a lot of the songs on the record I wrote a long time ago, I think as young as 20, 5 years ago or so. So I think it's time. I'm ready for it to be out, but simultaneously quite nervous.
Yeah, it's like a labor of love and you're releasing it out to the world. You're like, what's gonna happen?
Yeah, for the longest time I was just like, oh, let's get this out, but now that it's weeks away, I'm getting a little bit sweaty, but
it's normal feelings. You poured yourself a lot out in this album a lot, and you wrote it over the years, but maybe in the newer songs, was it still difficult for you to put feelings onto paper and onto a song?
Yeah, I think what's interesting about it is the songs from when I was younger until now, I think it kind of shows a scope in terms of how vulnerable I was willing to be. I feel like the earlier subject matter on the songs for the album are a bit more tame in terms of fully expressing myself. And I think it's cool that it kind of demonstrates me becoming more courageous throughout the years. So it does feel like a coming of age album in a lot of ways for me.
It's interesting to see kind of your life span out in a couple songs, right? In an album. Was David a song that you wrote recently?
I wrote that, gosh, I think in 2020.
So fairly recent.
Yeah, in the midst of the album. I think it was like the absolute middle part of the process of making the album. I think that was one baby step towards being a bit more, I guess, bold with the subject matter for the songs.
Yeah, there's a lyric that really, you know, stood out to me is where the protagonist in the story, yourself, I think, looks up into the sky to the sun to make their eyes hazel, to make themselves different, mm-hmm. which in our communities, minority communities, we tend to really fall on this image, self-body image, self-skin image, even mm-hmm. to change ourselves. But in reality, you know, we should be proud of what our color is
yeah.
at the same time, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that was a line that I was a bit nervous about just because I thought it might be a bit too niche in terms of, because that was a direct experience that I had as a kid, like going to the public pool and looking up at the sun, hoping that my eyes would change color. Oh, and that's so bleak. But then I think a lot of fellow minorities have been like, yeah, that line really resonated with me because I would look in the mirror and resent my own features for a long time.
Yeah. And I think that really spoke out to me. But as we grow older, we gain more confidence in ourselves, right?
Yeah, and you look back just like, oh my gosh.
It's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true. And now you're gaining confidence as an artist. I also want to know how many, you know, there's like 10 songs in the album, but were there any more songs that didn't make it to the album that you wish probably would make it to the album?
Gosh, I honestly, there were like, I made probably 50 songs.
Oh my God.
Yeah, my writing process is very much like throw things at the wall and see what sticks. Amongst those songs, I feel like these were the ones that had more of an overlying theme to it, and the ones that I felt strongest about. But for the longest time, I actually had writer's block because I wasn't satisfied with what I was writing. And 10 songs is not that much, but in terms of, it was my first time ever making an album, and I know writers who can just sit in a room and they're like, I'm going to crank out 5 songs today. I've just never been that kind of writer. So I think it was a really good learning process for me.
I was reading that you also tried to learn a few more instruments while in quarantine. How many did you learn, and how many of them do you play on the album?
I played, I've always been okay at piano. I can get by, but I took the time to get one of those like children's piano books that are like Yankee Doodle. Yeah. And I would do that every day. And then I would, I learned bass. I got a really cool bass on Craigslist from this nice man on the street of Amoeba. And so that became a fixation during quarantine also, because I was, yeah, I was very much, my goal was to be able to be credited as playing like several instruments on the record.
That's always cool, right?
Yeah.
You're like listening to it and then you look at the credits. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Only one person's behind this?
Yeah.
When did you start playing music, by the way? How early were you?
I was 12 when I started playing guitar. And then I think I was about 16 when I started really writing songs. So guitar was the first love with music. And I mean, my parents were pretty reluctant to let me play guitar because they were like, you're just going to quit. It's going to be like everything you've ever tried. But then they were really adamant about me learning piano. But I foolishly at age 5 was like, this is not fun. I don't want to do this. So I quit. And then just, yeah, I didn't play music for years until my parents finally let me get an electric guitar.
So like, if it's got to be something, fine.
Yeah.
She's been asking for it.
Yeah.
What was like one of the first songs you ever wrote? Do you remember? And would you ever release that first song?
Oh man. I think, my first song I wrote, I was like 8 years old, and it was basically a parody of a Beatles song about it. And like, so I probably wouldn't release that. But then when I was older, I think there was a couple songs I wrote really early on where they were a bit more personal that I think I enjoy, just because it was before I really knew what the songwriting rules were. And so I think they're a bit more raw in terms of that, which I think is interesting. Yeah.
Do you ever look back at those lyrics?
Still
have them?
I do, and I cringe, but I'm also, I think it's sweet because, you know, I went to music school for songwriting at USC, and it was very academic and rigorous. And so I liked looking back on my old music to remind myself just it was just fun and I didn't know what I was doing. Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of careless.
Yeah.
Or carefree is the word, actually.
Yeah.
Carefree, not careless. It's totally different context. Where do you see this project going from here on? Are you currently still writing music? Are you still even thinking ahead to a new album, even though you're just about to release this one?
Yeah, I think I feel like I'm always trying to write new stuff, but my mind, yeah, this first album was such a labor of love. It took so much time. And so I think for the next album, learning what I had in the process of the first one, I think I'll be able to execute the second one, hopefully quicker. and yeah, it'll be interesting. I think I learned a lot from making the first album.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what can we expect from No So? After the album release, are you going to go on tour? Are you going to visit a couple cities? What's in store? Any merch?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have an album release show at Gold Diggers on July 8th. My friend Bella Porter is opening. And then I'm going to London to play for the first time.
Congrats. That's cool. London's going to be fun.
Yeah. Very excited. That's at The Waiting Room on July 20th. And then I'm playing Blue Dot Festival as well while I'm over in the UK. And then I have shirts that I made. It's me in third grade after I won my fencing tournament.
Oh, that's so cool. Congrats. Hey, and also congrats on the new album.
Thank you.
I'm nervous for you too. I always get nervous for new artists, their debut, you know? And you know, I heard it. That's one of the perks about being in radio is that we get to listen to albums in advance, but I don't know. I feel empathetic for people.
Mm.
I think I'm just an empath is what it is. Well, thank you so much for your time here, and thank you for playing a couple songs for us.
Of course. Thank you so much.
That was No So. Don't forget, their new album is coming out July 8th. It's called Stay Proud of Me. You're here on 88.5 FM.
Hey, thanks for watching our 88.5 Live sessions. Now, if you enjoyed what you just saw, you liked the artist interview, you liked the artist performance, well, make a contribution. We are a public radio station, and your donations are really what funds everything. So your money goes directly into the session, directly into the video, the setting up of everything. And if you donate, you get to go home with this cool little vinyl. It is a whole lineup of artists that have passed through our studios, through our 88.5 Live events, and so on and so forth. We got Sharon Van Etten, Brittany Howard, Calexico, The War on Drugs, and so much more. Make a donation. Subscribe to the station 88.5 FM.